What is up, my dudes and dudettes? It's Nate Houseman, your guide to the 21st century. And we got to talk about the wildfires in Maui. Or were they wild? Or were they man-made? We're going to address the conspiracy theories surrounding this disaster that you find on social media. But first, I have a couple links that you can go to help offer relief. There is the page on givesendgo.com. Maui Fire. They have a goal of raising $25,000, which I'm kind of surprised isn't that much. And they've so far they're at $2,390. So go ahead and give them, pitch in whatever you can. And if Give Send Go doesn't speak to you, there's also the United Methodist Committee on Relief, or UMCOR for short. I'm a Methodist. This is my church, and they have a division called UMCOR, which is dedicated to relief and disaster, responses all around the world. So, and this is, right up their alley. So click on the link to umcmission.org and you can learn how to, you can donate money, you can donate time. You can learn how to support the people who are suffering really badly right now. And if you're not a Methodist, that's fine. Check your own denomination or your own religious faith-based organization. See what programs they have towards making the world a better place and advancing God's kingdom on earth. So let's get started here. The reason why people are so up in arms, the reason why conspiracy theories exist over the Maui fires is because of things like the Canadian wildfires and the response via blaming of climate change on that very unnatural, very unusual wildfire case there. Also, we had a pattern over the last two or three years of U.S. food manufacturing facilities destroyed by either fire or some other disaster. Now, This tweet by Carla Christofferson, here's an updated list of U.S.-based food manufacturing plants destroyed during the Biden regime. You can now participate and add more incidents on the interactive map. There's a link to the Gateway Pundit article. There's an old saying, once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, three or more times is enemy action. We are seeing so many fires, whether it's food processing, whether it's farms, whether it's wildfires, so much is going on that the elites, the uppity upper crust at the World Economic Forum are trying to blame on global warming, on climate change, elites that we have no reason to trust, elites who try to extort and blackmail and slander President Trump over Russia, Russia, Russia. We have no reason to trust them, and therefore we don't have any reason to put anything past them. We are seeing a pattern of abuse, of really physical harm, economic harm. So you should probably forgive all of us for suspecting the worst. So we're going to go through the ideas here. If you find this content valuable and you want to support the channel, you can go to natehouseman.net, click on the link to the shop page or the resources page. I've got affiliate links to all sorts of economic resources to help you deal with, these crazy economic times. And one of those is a great cryptocurrency exchange called BitFi. BitFi.com is available to a U.S. residents. You can buy and sell cryptocurrency, buy low, sell high, and grow your portfolio. And if you don't trust yourself to time the market just right, BitFi has a great feature called copy trading, which lets you subscribe to any one of these top professional traders. Looks like, okay, there it is. We're making 450%, return on investment up to that amount. These guys who know what they're doing. If you subscribe to them, your own trades will be instigated by them. They will make money for you. You don't have to worry about it. So there's always a risk in investing. I want you to be aware, but this is one of the best, opportunities of passive income out there is. So click on the link in the description, do yourself a favor and support the program. And you're going to, be able to get ahead in these crazy, economic circumstances here. So, and furthermore, if you do find this content valuable, please share it with your friends and family. Give it a like on whatever platform you're watching it on, whether it's Rumble, Odyssey, or on podcast, and subscribe. And Brave Wallet, Brave is a very cool internet browser, and they have a built-in cryptocurrency wallet service that you can use to self-custody your cryptocurrency after you make a certain amount you want to keep for safekeeping. It also lets you transfer cryptocurrency to people anywhere in the world who have a wallet. So that's another, fundraising avenue for people in these disaster areas. So let's get started. InfoWars has compiled a sample of social media posts. Conspiracy theories swirl over devastating Maui fires as media blames climate change. This is from InfoWars.com. The more the powers of me try to persecute Alex Jones, the more I take him seriously. And his organization is really on top of the news that the legacy media won't touch. So Matt Kim, I think I already saw this video on Dr. Steve Turley's video on the subject, but let's just play this.
What's going on in Maui? There is a lot to unpack, so try to keep up. Several wildfires have broken out on the island of Maui, creating mass devastation and destruction. Most notably, the town of Lahaina. This is not the people's fault, and our hearts go out to those affected. Why is Lahaina significant? It was once the capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii. Prior to the forced U.S. annexation, and the eventual move to Honolulu. Lahaina is filled with native property and business owners that have dug their heels in and have refused to sell their properties to conglomerates such as BlackRock, Vanguard.
Boo!
Unglobalized prime oceanfront property still owned and managed by the natives. So what caused this destruction? Short answer, no one knows. All government agencies, local and federal, have vehemently stated that it is unknown. However, there are two competing theories online. One, environmental. The perfect combination of a major hurricane 200 miles off the southern shore of Maui, combined with northern pressure to create massive dryness and winds. Or two, diabolical. Something the conspiracy theorists call a DEW, direct energy weapon. What? I had the same response, so I started Googling. The first article that pops up when you Google Maui DEW is from Newsweek. It starts like this. The devastating wildfires in Hawaii have brought a new conspiracy theory from climate change deniers who suggest that the destruction was orchestrated by the federal government's direct energy weapons. Ugh. Anytime a propaganda and media article starts with conspiracy theory by climate change deniers, makes me want to believe it more.
Bullseye.
Next article. Fact checked. False. Wait, what? I thought the facts were unknown. But how can we rule out trending theories as impossible already? Joe Biden just announced that the federal government will provide aid to those that lost their homes. That means homeowners who lost their houses and properties can now loan money from the federal government at a low interest rate.
What, borrow money?
For a valuable property that is skyrocketing in value, you can now get a new mortgage courtesy of Uncle Sam. There are also countless efforts by the people to send aid and support to devastated areas. This would be great, except local residents are now saying that they are having difficulty delivering such aid and only FEMA and Red Cross aid is being allowed in. Roadblocks everywhere. No one allowed in or out. And Maui is an island surrounded by water next to one of the largest U.S. military bases. local residents are saying that they received no advanced warning and that they only evacuated once they saw the thick black smoke at their doors. Why was the federal response so slow on this matter, waiting until the fire had overtaken this area prior to action? I don't know what's going on in Maui. Our hearts go out to all those affected, and we pray for your safety. But what I do know is that there are more questions than answers. And anytime that's the case, especially when global self-interest benefits and people suffer, well, you know, conspiracy theory.
And this video, this clip, sets the tone. We don't know what really happened, what really caused this. But we don't trust any of the official, you know, sources or any of the legacy media to tell us, you know, tell us honestly. You know, I'm still leaning towards the idea that it was down power lines, but and the fact that, you know, it's such a dry, this area of the island happens to be very dry because of wind patterns and climate. However, was it an accident that these lines, power lines, went down, or was it planned? It is so perfect that this land, owned by the natives, coveted by the conglomerates, and we're going to see, there's also plans about 15-minute cities involved here. It is so convenient that this happened. Directed energy weapons? We don't know that for sure. The idea that the media, you know, flat out denied that when we know that we don't know is very suspicious. What does this guy say?
I've been in the industry of people losing their homes due to fire, flood, most certain emergency services. But I need you guys to hear me out. You don't see what's going on. I feel something is bigger. I've been on Maui the last 9 years, and I know the geographical location and how everything works. There was no fucking way that a hurricane missed Viv Island, went to Maui, and didn't flood them, didn't give them, you know, crazy, you know, other things, but it caused fires. It caused fires, and not only on Maui, but it caused fires in the most precious parts of real estate in Maui. Lahaina Front Street is worth billions. The Hawaiians that have been holding out and the Kanaka have been holding out for years, not wanting to sell their property in Lahaina due to these big million-dollar companies. It is not a coincidence. I don't believe how in the most precious parts of Maui, Kula, Lahaina, and Kihei, that the locals that are standing strong and do not want to give up Oprah Winfrey's fucking view up in Kula that the Hawaiians are holding out on, that the fire was going to, the Hawaiians and the Kanaka that was holding right there on Front Street.
Now, I'm not going to download TikTok, but when TikTok lands at target, it really lands on the target. Okay, politics and education tweets, mind-numbing conspiracy theory around 15-minute cities is Maui fires in Hawaii was purposely set so they can rebuild into a 15-minute city. So, is this video? No, we're not going to watch this. Possible Maui theory? Okay, here's a 15-minute city theory. I saw this on Dr. Steve's video.
This doesn't look like a fire to me. It looks like something almost exploded or something went off. Now, what's interesting is certain things are still standing while other things are not. Now, the governor did say this is climate change doing this. Interesting. What they don't talk about is in January how they had in Maui a smart city conference to turn Maui into an entire smart island.
Interesting.
Changing everything to electric. Renewables, solar panels, and pushing everybody into electric vehicles. 15-minute smart cities. So now what's also interesting is next month in September, Hawaii is hosting the Digital Government Summit utilizing AI to govern the island. It's almost like they're resetting something to start rebuilding for this in which they're trying to push. Now, when we look at all the climate change narrative that they're going to try to push, but they're not going to talk about the Weather Modification Act of 1976. I highly recommend everybody look into this act.
Never heard of that.
It's involved in the weather modification activities. Department of Agriculture, Department of Defense, Department of Interior, EPA, and NASA. So if they're modifying the weather, then could they have caused this event? So if we see that the Department of Defense and other factions are responsible for modifying the weather, well, then if we look at direct energy weapons, we can maybe see how this can all relate to this event.
So take this all with a grain of salt. I have not confirmed any of this. This is these rabbit holes that you can go down at your leisure. But now I saw these pictures early on, and I thought they were very suspicious. Concerned Citizen says, can someone explain to me how fire can burn down bricks and mortar to the ground while trees remain fully intact? Interesting. Others put forward the theory that the wildfires could have been started by environmentalist arsonists to justify climate change talking points already put out by the likes of the New York Times. And I discussed that with, you know, the Canadian wildfires. And we could spend lots of time listening to these videos here, but I want to address some other issues here. Conservatives alarmed after report that current Maui police chief was incident commander during the 2017 Las Vegas shooting. So, you remember the shooting in Las Vegas during the country music festival? I think Jason Aldean was playing that show at that particular moment. Gateway Pundit reports, this new revelation will certainly not give America confidence that the true cause behind the Maui fires will ever be known. Instead, we can count on a likely cover-up instead. And the cover-up is always worse than the crime. As Christina Layla previously reported, devastating wildfires in Maui have left almost 100 people dead, with approximately 1,000 people still unaccounted for. People were reportedly jumping into the ocean, and historic Lahaina town was destroyed. The news only gets worse, though. Reports reveal that current Maui Police Chief John Pelletier was the incident commander during the Las Vegas massacre in 2017, the worst mass shooting in American history. An incident commander is the top decision maker during a major incident. Their job is to delegate tasks and to listen to input from subject matter experts to ultimately bring the incident to a resolution. So, Maui Police Chief John Pelletier came to Hawaii after 22 years in Las Vegas. He was the incident commander for the 2017 mass shooting that left over 50 dead. So here he tells CNN why only two bodies have been identified out of the 68 dead on Maui. So there's a tweet there. Calesto is correct. Here's an excerpt from a November 2021 article in the Honolulu Civil Beat by Blaise Lovell regarding Pelletier's arrival in Maui. He has seen his share of violence, having shot at three suspects and killed one of them, according to reports from Las Vegas media. In 2017, Pelletier was the incident commander, yada yada. As Gateway Pundit readers know, Stephen Paddock murdered 60 people from his hotel room at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. But local authorities and the FBI never gave the public answers regarding why he shot these innocent people, raising questions regarding a cover-up. Local authorities also completely botched the crime scene investigation. Authorities also changed the timeline multiple times. The FBI also decided to push a BS theory earlier this year that Paddock was upset over how casinos treated him, which almost no one bought. The disturbing revelation regarding Pelletier is certainly alarming conservatives who question whether this was a coincidence. So, once is happenstance, twice coincidence, three times more is enemy action. Old Chicago proverb. Do we want to read this article? Hawaiian electric shares tumble as utility faces scrutiny amid Maui wildfires. So, shares of Hawaiian Electric Utility Company fell 35%. This is from a couple days ago, Monday. The fact that, you know, fire had destroyed so much of this town, and that the utility company is implicated, the property value must be going way, 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 way down. And all the better for certain conglomerates and globalists to buy it up cheap. Which is what Lahaina residents are worried exactly about. Lahaina residents worry a rebuilt Maui town could slip into the hands of affluent outsiders. Is this KRDL? I found this article from Presearch. I'm not sure which city it's from, but this is from the AP. The cost to live in Lahaina on the Hawaiian island of Maui keeps rising thanks to a chronic housing shortage, an influx of second home buyers, and wealthy transplants snatching up properties. Now, after a fast-moving wildfire incinerating much of the compact coastal settlement, there's concern that rebuilt homes will target affluent outsiders seeking a tropical haven rather than homegrown residents who give Lahaina its spirit and identity. So, furthermore, Hawaii governor reveals state plans to acquire land ravaged by the wildfires. Gary Pundit is on fire on this whole situation here. On Monday, Hawaii's Democrat governor, Josh Green, announced that his administration is actively considering acquiring properties in Lahaina that have been devastated by the recent wildfires. A total of 99 deaths. So these articles come out at different, you know, days of the week. So there's the death toll keeps changing. Concerns have been raised among officials regarding the potential increase in the death toll, as just 25% of the burn area has been searched thus far. Local residents are grappling with not only the loss of homes and loved ones, but the unsettling attention of developers looking to capitalize on their tragedy. So, Governor Green expressed his determination to prevent this tragedy from becoming a mere memory or a chance for foreign investors to capitalize on the misfortune of others. I'm already thinking of ways for the state to acquire that land so that we can put it into the workforce housing, to put it back into families, or make it open spaces in perpetuity as a memorial to the people who are lost, Green said. Well, the fact he's a Democrat, the only Democrat I trust right now or have any positive opinion about is Robert Kennedy Jr. So we gotta look out for this guy. We don't trust him. And why don't we trust any Democrat right now? Because of this piece of shit. Joe Biden smirks as he ignores reporters asking for comment on rising death toll of Maui wildfires. There's a video of him. I don't know if I want to play this because it's probably cringe, but let's go ahead. Okay, he remembered to salute the Marine, so. Now, I did hear a video of rightful President Trump addressing the situation in Lahaina and Maui, and he was far more supportive. So, what he's going to do for Hawaii remains to be seen, but excuse me. Oh my gosh, excuse me. What Trump is going to do for Maui remains to be seen. But the great thing about America is America is taking initiative. So go ahead and click on the link to Give, Send, Go and Umcore or whatever relief fund that you trust or have reason to trust. Go ahead and give money and give your support, supplies, whatever you can. What's really concerning is the fact that they're not letting anyone in or out of the disaster area. Now, whether that's because they want to preserve the crime scene and they're investigating, we don't know. The fact that there's so little information coming out is concerning. But that's what we have social media for. That's what we have the internet for, and smartphones. Everyone on the ground in Maui needs to light their phones up, light their internet up, and give everyone, give the rest of the world information that only they can get firsthand. We, the people, are the new media. We are replacing the media. We are replacing the old power structures. This is a real grassroots movement, and we are learning that we cannot trust the powers that be. So, I always want to leave you on a positive note. So, like I said, there's always something you can do. And if you don't know what you can do, you know, I always mention, you know, the kingdom of God and, you know, the church. Now, you might not trust the church, but you can trust God. You can trust people who have had personal experiences of God transforming them and helping them change their ways and become better people. They're out there. Listen to their stories. Listen to their witness testimony. And you might have your eyes opened. So, God works through his people. He gives us inspiration. People, you know, the left always denigrates thoughts and prayers. But thoughts and prayers lead to action. Thoughts and prayers train our brain to think in the way that God wants us to think and tune us into his will. You've heard the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's for right now. It's not some, you know, thing that's, you know, far from the future. There's a lot of, you know, misunderstanding about things like the book of Revelations and end times prophecy. A lot of that stuff has already happened. God's kingdom is here right now, and we are meant to be part of it. We are meant to be part of God's solution to make the world better. So I will let you go. I'm a houseman letting you know it's okay to stand up for yourself. Have a good one.